Eco Warrior. The Rise of the Scuppy. Are you concerned about the environment? Are you keen to help promote fair trade? If you are, you may well be a scuppy. The 1980s saw the rise of the yuppie, the young city or suburban resident with a well-paid professional job and an affluent lifestyle. The yuppie was the self-reliant, financially secure individualist most interested in personal wealth, flashy cars, and big houses. Spin-offs from the yuppie included the buppy, the black urban professional, the dinky, dual kids, no income, yet, and the guppy, the gay urban professional. Then it was the turn of the metrosexual, the young man who was concerned about his personal appearance. The metrosexual had money to spend on clubs, gyms, and hairdressers. But now it's the turn of the scuppy. Basically, a scuppy is an acronym of socially conscious, upwardly mobile person. Scuppies are concerned about the world, about the poor, and about the environment. They donate money to charities. They use recycled paper bags to do the shopping. They invest in companies that stay in the black by investing green. They wear organic clothing. They drink fair trade coffee, and they use non-disposable fountain pens with biodegradable ink. Experts argue that it's time for the new designation. We need this term for people who are successful yet caring, sort of the opposite of the prototypical selfish yuppie. Instead of being focused on material things such as yachts, suits, and pearls, scuppies are interested in solar panels, fair trade, and organic cotton outfits. Other scuppy activities include getting a pet from a local animal shelter, using reusable diapers for babies, and shopping at Whole Foods health shops. And a scuppy's main form of transport would be a bike or public transport. Would you call yourself a scuppy? Do you want to be a scuppy? For more information, visit www.scuppy.com.